call this meeting to order. Welcome to the Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 meeting of the Fresno Local Agency Formation Commission, also known as LAFCO. Can we have roll, please, Amanda?
Commissioner Maxig.
Here.
Commissioner Mendez.
I'm here.
Commissioner Parra. Commissioner Santoyo.
Here.
Chair Yett.
Here. Let's all stand for the flag salute, and Nathan, you're going to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, also, agendas are located at the table at the back of the chambers, and anyone wishing to follow along. Item three, Amanda?
Item number three is comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. State your name, address, and please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
Are there any comments from the public at this time? Seeing none, item four, Amanda?
Item number four is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest should now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
Are there any commission members with a conflict of interest on anything on the agenda today? Seeing none, on to item five, Amanda, please.
Item number five is to approve the consent agenda items 5A and 5B, 5A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of December 13th, 2023, and 5B being the contract with Sampson, Sampson & Patterson, LLP, to perform LAFCO's biannual financial audit for fiscal year 21-22.
These matters are routine in nature and are approved by a single vote. Are there any members of the commission who would like to an item be removed from the consent calendar? Are there any members of the public who would like to remove an item from the consent calendar for discussion? Seeing none, I would
motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Was opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 4-0. Let's see. On to item six.
Item number six is a request from the City of Fresno to waive the application fees for the proposed Ashland Hayes numbers 2, 3, and 4 change of organization application.
Brian, you want to?
Sure thing. Thank you, Chairman, Commission. Today we have an item request by the City of Fresno to waive application fees for their upcoming change of organization application. Next slide, please. Just to take a look at the screen here, we have the dark gray area is the existing city limits. The black hashed area is the original annexation that triggered the condition for the city to bring this item. And the red area is the affected territory that will be a part of the application. Next slide. The area covers 141 acres, which would come out to a fee of about $14,400. The application for annexation, as I mentioned, is required per condition set by the Board of Supervisors. Our LAFCO fiscal year 23-24 fee revenue projection is $20,000, which would come out to about 72% of our overall anticipated fees. With that said, we also have a current fee revenue estimated at about $48,000, so we're at 240% currently. So just to paint a picture from both sides there. Next slide. The City of Fresno does have an allocation of about 33% of our overall budget. The commission is required to make a finding for approval that it would be detriment to the public interest to approve this request, and also to note that the request today is for the fees only. It does not include the actual annexation itself that will come at a future hearing. Your options before you today are to approve, deny, or approve with modification, meaning you can set a percentage or a set amount of fee you would like for them to pay, obviously at or under that amount. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions the commission has.
Any questions for Brian on this point? Okay, can we open up to the public?
Yeah.
Because is there anybody from the public who would wish to speak on this item? Please state your name for the record also, please.
Good afternoon, Jennifer Clark, Director of Planning and Development for the City of Fresno. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today. As you know, this is a number of years in coming to the commission. The city and the county entered into a tax share agreement specifically for the annexation just to the south of this property, and it created a very long kind of peninsula of county land within the city. And over the last couple of years, the city and county have been working together. County staff recently deeded the roadways within this area to the city, and the city is now proceeding with its application to annex this territory. Per the agreement, the city and the county felt that it was in the public interest to submit the application for the annexation, and the county agreed that the city or that they would not object to any effort by the city to request a waiver of the fees. There is no development that would occur with this annexation, so this would just be really cleaning up boundaries and taking in this property. So unlike a developer that would come before the county with a specific development application for the annexation, there's no development proposed with this annexation and wouldn't create any specific revenue source for the city. But I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I appreciate your consideration today.
Okay. Is anybody else from the public?
I've got a couple questions, if it's okay,
okay,
for the applicant, for you, Jennifer, it's okay. You indicated during your statement that the county agreed to not to oppose any effort for a fee waiver. Was there some type of an agreement between Public Works and the City of Fresno in regards, Public Works knew that you would be asking for a fee waiver, or anyone at the county knew you were going to be asking for a fee waiver?
So this was actually written into the MOU. So it's a specific language from the MOU that the county shall not object to any effort by the city to request that LAFCO waive the fees on the basis that the annexation to the city of the bypass territory is in the public's interest.
And with, so the MOU, so that's something that would have been signed by the Board of Supervisors, not specifically with Public Works.
Yes, Board of Supervisors and the City of Fresno.
And the city. And with that, the county is just to remain neutral. I just wanted clarity on that particular point, because I didn't know if there was maybe a one-off deal that had been struck that I wasn't aware of as well. So
this is part of the Fanuki deal.
Yes, this is the Fanuki deal. And a question I have for staff in regards to this. So you had indicated that there are other there have been other cities that have come forward that have also had to pay this particular fee as well. Do you know how many different transactions we've done so far in calendar year 23-24 with other cities that have where we've processed applications for them similar to this?
I happen to have that here as a part of our mid-year check-in. So let's see, we have had five annexation applications submitted. Of those completed are four. Thinking back to what those centered around, they were mostly developer-driven. The one exception I can think of is the city of Clovis. They had to come to LAFCO with the annexation request in order to meet their RENA numbers. That's probably the only situation I could think of that would be where a city was the applicant and they were, you know, basically made to bring forth the proposal and not have it be developer driven.
Excellent. Thank you.
So, what has been our history with regard to waiving fees? Can you give us an idea if we have history of that, and is that history based on certain type of, you know, proposals? I just want to kind of get an idea of what we've done in the past.
Yeah, typically, at least what I've kind of seen, fee waivers have been tied mostly to smaller districts that are maybe pretty much only funded by grant money. They don't really have a tax revenue to generate, you know, to pay application fees. I can't think of any other situations. I know, out of us, maybe Amanda Juan had been here the longest. I'm not sure if they recall any other examples.
I can't recall any other. I think the last one we processed was the Sierra Resource Conservation. I think we reduced a fee based on that, you know, they were getting the grant funding.
Okay, so just so that I understand, what I think I heard was basically that if we have done any of that, it's been based on smaller districts that their revenue was based on some grant or something outside of their normal budgets.
So, yeah, so looking back on that, the Sierra RCD one, it was basically, again, the finding has to be made as to why this would be a detriment to public interest. The discussion for that one was generally focused around the fact that what they needed a project, it was grant funded. If they were unable to have the fee waived, then the project would not move forward, meaning the grant money would be turned down and the project would not occur, which would be, you know, not the best interest of the public, so they can not lose out on that project.
So the last question is, even though this isn't a ton of money, would we be opening a door that would be hard to close?
Again, it really hangs on whether or not that finding can be made. And so as long as the commission believes there's sufficient evidence to kind of hang their hat on that, maybe yes, maybe no, it's hard to say. I would assume each situation would be a little bit different as far as when we have fee waivers being requested. There's nothing in our policies that allows me to kind of filter that beforehand. It's basically, if LAFCO receives a request, I need to present it to the commission for their consideration, and it's either yes, the finding can be made, or no, it cannot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Has staff made a recommendation on this?
No, because again, there's nothing really set in place for me to filter this or provide one way or the other. I basically just provide, here's how it impacts our budget. Here are some other examples, perhaps, but really it's up to the commission to say, because of reasons A, B, and C, we approve this or deny this, or, like I said, would do a partial waiver by either percentage or set amount.
And then I guess my next question is if we choose to vote this down, is it appealable to the Board of Supervisors, who sounds like they have a deal with the City of Fresno, saying that we'll look the other way and we'll let it go, or are we just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic because it's going to be overruled by somebody else anyway, or two supervisors here conflicted out supposedly because they have a deal with that, or how does that work? Because I know they represent LAFCO individually, but they also represent the Board of Supervisors, so I'm kind of curious on how that whole thing
works. I can speak for me. So whenever I sit here in LAFCO, I'm wearing LAFCO hat, so even though I am a Board of Supervisors, my interests here are LAFCO only.
Okay.
I have no interest either way in this project that would create a conflict if that were the case. And then as far as this being appealable to the Board of Supervisors, I don't think this would. I think we're the last, since this is a fee that's specific to LAFCO that we charge, I mean, we're the ones who get to decide whether this fee is imposed or not, or if it's imposed at a lesser amount.
I agree. I was just going to remind the commission that you are sitting with your LAFCO hats on, and all appointed commissioners are supposed to consider the public generally and not just their appointing authority, the positions of their appointing authority.
I'm wondering people are wearing, and if there's a handshake agreement between the city and the county, and all of a sudden we don't agree to this, then what are we doing, you know, for future relationships?
I don't
between
think the county's agreement said anything about fees. It just said you have to annex that ground. Don't you believe that's what it was?
Well, I wanted clarity on that one point from Jennifer, and I think what was in there, I think she said in the MOU, it said that the county would not oppose the city's efforts to annex, but right now we are not sitting as the county, regardless of what we do, if we choose to support or oppose. And again, I would say from that MOU and what I remember when that came forward, at best, or worst, we're neutral on whatever the city chooses to do before this body.
I'm neutral to the whole process. I'm just kind of trying to figure out which way to go. My thing as an elected official has always been, I don't like to waive fees. I like to defer fees. I think that we base our budget based upon that kind of revenue streams coming in. And if it's a special case, it has to be supported by not having people come in 5 years later and say, hey, you did it for Fresno, why can't you do it for us? So I'm just making sure that we dot our I's, cross our T's, and I don't have a problem deferring it, but if it's a waiver, I would defer to the supervisors as to what direction you guys would want to go.
Everything you want to add, buddy?
No, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and I think public comment period is still open.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm okay deferring a little bit because I know if the issue is just timing of payment, deferring it a little bit sometimes can help the applicant. So I've got no issue. But to your point, if, the bottom line is what our policy says, is this fee going to be detrimental to the public interest if it's charged? And I have not heard from the applicant per se saying, look, if this fee is charged, it's going to tank the planning department or, something along those lines, which would raise a big red flag for me. But again, I have no issue. I want to be as flexible as possible without hurting the LAFCO agency, because my goal is to make sure that this agency is kept whole in all that we do.
I just want to note, too, if you don't mind, Chair, that this vote does require a 4/5 affirmative vote to reduce waiver.
In other words, nobody could vote against it.
Or defer. So we're going to need unanimous right now.
So if it's not unanimous, what happens?
It doesn't pass.
So then it's a status quo, then the fee would still be on. Okay.
Correct.
Did you want to add something? Was it Todd? Or
so,
anybody else want to say anything? Jennifer?
Yeah.
So the only thing that I would add, and thank you again for your time today, is that this is really one of probably a number of annexations of the city or on behalf of developers typically would bring forward. This one is really due to an annexation and really trying to clean up boundaries per Cortese Knox Hertzberg and create orderly boundaries rather than leaving a peninsula. We have two more annexations we hope to bring forward this year that are developer driven that would pay full fees that are island and are really pulling in small properties out of islands and really kind of trying to fulfill that program. But I appreciate your consideration of our request today. Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess from my perspective, because I've kind of heard you guys, I tend to lean towards if we were going to provide, if we're going to make a unique decision, which it sounds like this would be a unique decision, there has to be a strong basis for making that decision, and an economic challenge would certainly be part of that argument. But that's not the case here. It's basically like was said. It's just generally cleanup. So that doesn't give me the basis to waive a fee. And like what our chairman said is that you open the door that others may come back and argue their case. And that's where I'd be concerned is, how do we control the door kind of deal? So I'm certainly can be convinced otherwise. It's just that my leniency right now is if anything would be to give deference to the fee, but not waive the fee. So, yeah. But I'll go with whatever the commissioners want to go.
I've always looked at, you always want to be fair, consistent, predictable. Is it fair to waive a fee? Yeah, you could argue that financially, but is it consistent and predictable with what we've done for everybody else? And I'd say no. That's why I would tend to lean against it, but I'll defer to the supervisors if. You guys would?
I like, we're using the word defer a lot. I like that. So I'm okay with the deferral, but we need to have, a time or a trigger point at some point so there's no confusion about when that fee needs to be paid. So, Brian, if we were to do a deferral, what do you think is reasonable as a trigger point, for when that fee would need to be paid? What do you think is reasonable?
Well, it is a bit premature as we don't have an application just yet, but from the community meetings we've experienced thus far and the emails and contacts we've received from the residents, of course, like any review, you're going to get a bad review and not somebody calling saying, yes, we want this. So of the residents that we've heard from, it's generally leaning towards they want to submit their protest. So as we have not received an application yet, and you know, with the information that the residents are generally leaning towards wanting to protest, I would say maybe three months. I mean, if we receive an application tomorrow, we would still need time to put the item together, 21-day hearing notice, and go through those that process. So 2 to 3 months should be sufficient to figure out if we even have, you know, a project that will be protested to begin with, to where the residents may kill the project itself entirely. So I think that would give us a good time frame to figure out where we stand once we see the city's application, see what type of protests we have, and then see if we have a project to even bring before the commission.
So Brian, is the city interested in a deferral, or are they just interested in the waiver?
That's a question for the city. I mean, would a deferral make a difference, or?
Thank you. No, I think a deferral would be fine. I think that the executive officer creates a really good argument that even though we're ready to submit our application, we can't submit a complete application without a fee. So we need to have the fee or to have some kind of agreement, and then your staff will be able to make a determination on what the process is moving forward. There is a potential anticipation that there is opposition. Can't speak to that obviously yet, but there may not be a project that would come before you that would require the payment of the fee. And so if your staff feels that 3 months is adequate, then I think the city would be supportive of that.
So the question is the motion is to waive the fees, so we have to make a motion, or do we make a motion to defer it? Or how is the question presented?
I can make a motion. I think that maybe we'll satisfy if the public portion's closed.
Yes, anybody from the public wishes to add anything? Seeing none, we'll close that off, and then we'll to the dais.
I would make a motion to defer the fees for 3 months of receipt of the application, and at the end of that three-month period, the fee would be due and payable. Obviously, if staff determines that this project's not viable, then this project kind of goes away on its own. So that would be my motion. So 3 months.
I'll second your motion. And one thing everybody needs to be clear, this is LAFCO's only bite at the apple, because we there's not a come back later and do something. This is what we do. Correct, Council?
Well, assuming that we don't have enough protests to end the project, we would have to bring the project before the commission for consideration. And at that time, like I said, either we have the protests to not have a project, or we don't and there is a project, at which time I would assume the commission could say, if this is approved, then you would need to pay your fees in order for it to be valid.
Correct. I think that would be a condition of approval, perhaps.
Right. Yeah. I think we don't tally the protests until we have a conducting authority hearing. So we'd have to bring it here.
You'd have to have a majority protest.
We would, yeah, we need to have those protests basically submitted before the end
before
of
the hearing.
We would need to have enough to teeter us over beforehand.
Well, they could submit protests up until the hearing. Mm-hmm. That's when, you know, the commission would ask us to hold a conducting authority hearing, mm-hmm. to validate the protest, count the protest, and mm-hmm. that at that hearing we'd make the decision if it moves forward or not.
Yeah, so even though the residents have until the end of conducting authority to submit their protest, if we have enough before that would really be the test, right?
If we had enough before that, we would have the general idea that it's going to be, you know, we'd have to cancel the annexation, but we would have to make that finding at that conducting authority hearing. And they only have the time to submit their protests until the first hearing, so not until after conducting authority. Just a clarification.
Okay.
So it's been moved and properly seconded. There's no other discussion on what ifs and what could be's. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 4-0. Thank you.
Yeah.
See, on to item, that was item seven.
Item number seven is mid-year budget and work program status for fiscal year 23-24.
Take that. All right. Thank you very much. So I'm about to check in with you regarding where we're standing. Approximately halfway through the year, the numbers we have before you, we basically only have through November, but there's some guesstimating to get us through December just to give us a good picture for where we're at. Next slide. Taking a look here, this is with your item as well. But essentially just a quick rundown, our revenue. We're basically at 104% thanks to application fees being above the 20,000. It's also worth noting that I did not include interest just because I'm not sure how the rest of the year will go with rates and where we'll end up at. But right now, interest is continuing to provide a positive effect for us as well. Expenditure, we're at 50% or under for each of our categories, so we're definitely on track. Some major items to take note of for expenditures is consulting services. Thanks to your actions today, we will get started on our auditing project, which will start to incur fees as well. And then we also have our staff workshop towards the end of the fiscal year. But besides that, you know, knock on wood, we're not expecting too many other hiccups. So we're basically on track with our budget thus far.
That projected amount for 23-24, was that with Dave Fye's consulting last year? That's why it's so high, or is it just in general number that didn't include what he was doing last year for us?
No, this is our first budget cycle, not including Dave's, any of his services.
16%, though, that's pretty low.
For consulting services?
Yeah.
Well, we've basically our bookkeeper, we've had a little need for our bookkeeping services. We haven't had too much need for Jesse other than her time here with us and general questions through some emails. The audit will make that jump up quite a bit. But beyond that, I mean, we're basically on track with all of our services to the county. Those are always interesting because we tend, even though we're supposed to be billed monthly, we tend to get them quarterly and we'll just get like 3 months at a time. But like I said, even with that considered, we're basically on track, so we're okay for now.
Very good. Any questions? There's nothing to vote on here, right? It's just your presentation?
Yeah, just file and receive, basically. Unless you have any questions, comments, direction for me.
Okay. On to item eight.
Item number eight is executive officer comments.
Is there any questions from the dais? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll take the EO comments real quick.
Okay.
Just to make it fast, for February, we're just anticipating minutes and a consent calendar annexation for Selma, so should be pretty quick. Hate to bring you guys in for that, but like I said, I promise to make it fast for you.
What date would that February meeting be?
14th. Valentine's.
I will miss that date most likely. I'm coming back from D.C.
Okay.
Is that one voice?
No, that is NACO, National Association of Counties. I serve on there. Finance, pensions, and the governmental affairs.
Any other questions for Brian? On to item nine, commission comments and reports. Seeing none. On to item 10. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Seconded. We stand adjourned. Thank you.